Hi, everyone. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And since it's the first part of April, we're going to have our birthday party where we go to the food court on the Light Shift. So that'll be maybe 40 minutes from now, approximately. So let's clear the energy out to today's date, which is April 2nd, 2016. And here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we will look at a situation, condition that you have or had, and we release the energy for that one specific incident for you, whether it's pain or emotional trauma or something. Here we go, releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Look at it, and it should feel a little better for you. And if you would like to send us a testimonial for what we have today with our special call releasing, unfortunately, the shackles that people have on them, you could send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we'd like to get some testimonials. So clsquestions@yahoo.com, you know, some type of feedback would work too, or you can go to the feedback form that we have. Either way, we'll work fine. So I'd like to see how you people are doing after the call that we had this morning. So let's energize the light beams. And here we go. Bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Let's do light beams again here. Let's get some more energy for everybody. Sometimes you have more than one screen up, so let's do that again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels better to me. And let's now get rid of aliens that would like to leave the planet here. Oh, here we go. Free bus ticket out of here. One way. So 1, 2. They're coming. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. And that feels good to me. So let's see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hello, Ron. Hello, everybody. Yes, and thank you, Ron, for clearing out the aliens, activating the lightning, and clearing the date. And as Ron said, today is Saturday night. We're going to be going to the Creation Light Ship. Today is April 2nd, 2016. And I'll be reading your testimonies to Ron for today's enslavement conference call that he had, and also any requests you have for the light ship today, tonight. And so thank you, Ron, for all those clearings. And I hope a lot of people who are listening now were on that enslavement call and would like to maybe just share a little bit. We did get some testimonies already, Ron. People just sent in a lot of comments, and I know when I was on it, and during the times that you took a short break and checked in with us over the phone, people reported feeling, in general, pretty good, and then they said they felt energy swirling around them. I heard some people say they were warm or hot. Some people wanted to lay down and take a nap. Overall, you know, it felt very freeing to me. And so anyways, I'm going to read these testimonies in a bit, and then I'll be watching for the rest of them. And Ron, you did also activate water forest for pain and trauma release, and I found that also can bring deep relaxation. So for those who may have felt like drifting off to like you hadn't been to bed yet, even though it was still early in the day for those of us on the West Coast, that's why. Maybe that activated pain and trauma release water makes us feel like, you know, taking a nap when, you know, we feel so much better. I know I just guzzle mine right down, and I felt very relaxed afterwards. So it was all very, very real healing and very pleasant, although it doesn't, you know, sound pleasant. It was good, great to get all that off of us. And Ron, you were going to some, like, starting 2000s, you were counting. What was your experience like? Was it really that, were you really that entrenched?
Yeah, I saw a lot of stuff. You know, hard to describe what I saw, but there was a lot of stuff there. So I'll just leave it at that. You wouldn't want to know what I saw, let's put it that way. So anyway.
I don't want to know, really. I just want to know your experience, but... It's kind of good to know for us what you were removing. I heard you say you were taking off clamps, chains, ropes, and all kinds of restrictive apparatus. And
yeah.
So, you know, we know that's a really good thing to have removed. Just a lot of us really didn't know it was there in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, of course, you've seen this going on a long time, and you knew it was there. And so now this is the first time Ron's ever offered this enslavement release, shackle removal call. And, you know, it was a very good thing to be on. And so, Ron, I think now maybe I can, I've got the CLS questions email up. I can read some of the testimonies. You ready for that?
I'm ready, yeah. Let's see what people experience. It'd be great to find out.
Yeah. Ron, thank you for the shackle release call today. I know the strongest area of the body for me was the legs. I felt tingling all the way up to my hips. I know something or some things were released. I know as I go about my life in the coming days, I will feel the results of being free of shackles. Also, really appreciated being made real on the call. I feel very energized and peaceful. That's right.
Great.
Ron, you made us real several times as we drifted off. We must have drifted off of that.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, you really were on it, Ron. It sounded like you were just like, wow, you know, we're catching everything there. Here's another one. Thank you, Ron, for the Shackles Conference today. As a result, my whole body feels strong. I have incredible energy and feel that all I want to do is to be more creative. The best part is gradually throughout the conference call, I became relaxed, feeling nothing but peace. My appearance is enhanced, especially around the eyes, as they seem to be softer. The change in my body is evident, and I have freedom of movement and no pain. I feel more than fortunate and grateful for all you are doing, and the best words I can say is a big thank you. She wants you to know she's from Raleigh, North Carolina, and she's been with Creation Light Trip for 6 years. And, okay, so she's an experienced conference caller.
Yeah, okay, great.
All right, another one. The first part of the shackle release call was mild for me. The second half was heavy. I will not share what I saw. It was not pleasant. After the call, I was weak. I lay down to take a short nap. Well, 2.5 hours later, got up. I just cleared the word freedom in the natal barcode removal. I feel wonderful now. Thank you. Another great conference call today. So they must have had that pain release trauma water, huh?
Yeah, that's probably correct.
Yeah, I do want to mention that, you know, when Ron activates these water, they do have an effect. That's one of them. You feel relaxed and just kind of hits you all at once, and that's not bad. Okay, so here's another one. Let's see. I did not know what to expect during today's shackle removal call, but I did experience strong energy flows throughout. what turned out to be a 3.5-hour call. I feel great and so privileged to have been able to experience this unusual healing. It was a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon. I have to laugh at that because, you know, if you were to go tell your friends you were doing this, I don't know if they would agree with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it really was great to have clamps, chains, ropes, restrictions, and torture devices removed. And like I said before, this is the first time Ron did this, and you can see people really, really appreciated it. It was deeply noticed, felt, and probably will be even more so as time goes on. And I know some people were getting the, a lot of people have requested the keywords clearing online, the email that we created. And I do want to thank listeners who contributed for those words.
Yeah.
This will be an ongoing creation, right, Ron? Because we can always think of keywords, and we can start adding and making different categories of lists.
Yeah, so thanks, everybody, for doing that. It's great because it helps out so many other people. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, and you can, you know, there was quite a lot of words there, and you can keep it going after. The list is long for sure, but it actually can go even deeper. Sometimes I when I'm doing things, I think of words that could go on there, and I realize it's not on. It's like, wow, how did I miss that one? So we're going to just, you know, continue to add to the list. This was particularly for the enslavement clearing. Some of the words we got were for other things, and so those will go on another list as well. Anyway, I do feel energized myself, Ron, and I feel free. I feel very, just feel like you asked us to get up and move around and walk around, and I did that during the call, and I hope other people did that too, because that's, like this last listener talked about, you can really feel the strong energy flow throughout. And basically, Ron, that's our spirit being reconnected with us, isn't it?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Wow, okay, so this was real important, and it was done live only. Those of us who were on the call, who missed the call, please, do, and you didn't get the keywords either, please do write in for those, and I'll be happy to send those to you if you can write and request them after the call, after this program tonight, you know, before too long. Okay, so... Ron, we have a couple of emails here I'd like to read to you of other subjects, unless you have anything else you'd like to elaborate on regarding the enslavement call today.
No, that's nothing I can think of. I've had one person ask me if we're going to do it again, and I don't know, you know. So as of right now, hopefully that's all we have to do. I'm sure the people who are on the call, if you think you need more, we can always do another one. So anyway, that's up to the people.
Well, I know you said that the same thing about the PINS conference call.
Yeah. So you're going to find out yourself, and as you have more of that energy back with you, you can connect more with your spirit and your body. Well, probably more like your body, because your body's going to know what's going on now because they got freed up. And it might say, hey, I got some more over here. Then, you know, if we get enough people to want to do it again, you know, I can do that. But as of right now, hopefully we don't need to do another one. But, you know, we could down the road sometime, you know. Anyway, I would like this just to be a one-time thing. Hopefully that we got everything out, but you never know. So back to you.
Yeah, as it is, Ron was squeezing this in between expos and all the other things he does. So, Ron, by the way, would you like to announce your upcoming expo next month? It's at the New Life Expo. San Mateo. New Living Expo.
The New Living Expo, yeah. So that's in San Mateo. It's the weekend that's in April and May, that ending
29th. 30th,
yeah.
May 1st. Mm-hmm.
So it's at the San Mateo Convention Center, and it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you're around San Francisco, you'd fly in, or if you're interested in going, you'd fly in typically to the Oakland Airport, And then I would say it's probably a half an hour drive from there to San Mateo. But anyway, and there is a Whole Foods maybe a few miles away from the expo if you want to have something, you know, from Whole Foods to eat. So anyway, just to continue on here. So what's up, Kathy?
Well, I just want to mention that website. It's newlivingexpo.com for Ron's speaking schedule and where his booth is located. Okay, so another testimony. Today I gardened almost 4 hours in a row compared to my usual 1 hour. My feet and knees feel so free and wiggly.
Wow.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, everyone's benefiting from this call, even the garden.
That's good.
So, Ron, are we all present and in our heart centers tonight, do you think?
Yes, everybody feels good to me. No problem.
Okay.
Everything's great. So.
All right, great. Well, last few days ago, we've been accumulating a few emails here. I'm going to read some from a listener you have here, a longtime listener, Ron. She's in New York, and apparently she's going to be traveling for business and wanted some advice. She's going to be doing, she wants some clearings, other than, you know, I know she knows clearings, but she wants to know what would be advantageous for this specific situation where she's going to be maybe in a different time zone and going to a place that had a lot of history that involved probably some trauma. And so she wants to make a smooth, you know, transition without, you know, abductions or unnecessarily, you know, rock her boat too much. And she's open to suggestions from listeners. And then especially you, Ron, because of your, you know, you have the experience on traveling.
I think, you know, if you know where you're going, that location anyway, you might do a space clearing there for that. That could help before you go, and then also do it when you get there. I don't know what else.
In the space clearing, Ron, which element in the space clearing are you referring to? Like maybe entities?
Well, yeah, entities for sure. That's they're there, and you want to. I'm looking at the aliens trying to connect to you in that location. You know, because that happens off and on. So you might. Maybe do the alien attack page just see if you can get them off of you, because it might be different aliens there than where they are where you are. So it might be a different experience. So that's just one way to look at it. We'll see what anybody else says out there. But space clearing is always good to where you're going. You know, if you're going to a certain location, maybe for a job or whatever, you know where it is. You got the address of it, the physical address. So you can put that in. You could do maybe... even a gray sky clearing for that location to help the weather out. Entities are always a good thing to release. And then, you know, do your shrink wrap, do your life force energy. And I'll increase my life force energy. And you may want to change your psychic billboard that you're very happy to be there, something like that, because people might see you as a foreigner type of person coming into their location. You know, I don't know what's happening there, but they may not like you because you may dress differently and they're going to judge you. So just, you know, do something like that. All different areas have different types of dress, or people wear different shoes, or they, you know, this look a little different because of the weather conditions and what it's like. So you want to kind of fit in. You don't want to stand out, so, you know, change your psychic billboard that you like being in that particular town, you like all the people, something like that, so when you go, there's no conflict. Back to you.
Okay, yes, and you mentioned the alien removal page. Were you talking about the alien attack page that has the removed tracking devices on it?
Yeah, you want to get that one, yes. Uh-huh, because there will be different places in that location, yeah.
How about the satellite timeline crash?
Yeah, do that one for weather.
Okay, well, one thing I do is I take either a small laptop or a tablet with me on the plane, and I put in a natal barcode removal clearing my ticket number, and then I clear the flight number while I'm sitting there.
That's good.
They don't know where I'd like to think they don't know what plane I got on. Also, you can deactivate your GPS once the flight takes off, you can turn everything off and it's deactivated. It's a tracking thing, I think. And like you said, energy shrink wrap. You can also turn your laptop or computer back on. You can go to the auric field protection clearing. That lasts 480 minutes. Keep that light being up around you while you get to where you're going.
You want to keep something going, and you can even put it on your phone. Maybe it can repeat on your phone. Possibly, you might have Wi-Fi on your computer when you're flying. Possibly, JetBlue has that now. So you know, you may just want to do some clearings. Remember, the aliens will be there, and there'll be different aliens. So. Well, maybe there's a bunch of churches that you don't have in your location. So you may want to clear those out, too. So, back to
and
you.
Let's not forget the alien, remove aliens, send, offer the aliens the light audio clip that you can play and release aliens to the light through the audio clip. I'd like to see what happens if someone does that on a plane.
Yeah, it'd be very nice.
I'll have to try it myself as soon as I can. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you, listeners, for sending in your comments and questions that they're coming in now. We've got some more testimonies. One woman says, and I really relate to this, she says, "I never knew how constricted I was." And then she puts in quotations, "What you don't know." So true.
Yeah,
this is a big deal for us, Ron, and so it's good that we can share each other's experiences. And I'll read some more if they come in, Ron, but right now let me just take some time to get to the emails that came in during yesterday's call. When you and Ann were discussing possibly doing it on someone's used car, you suggested was it the spirit barcode removal clearing on the car? Someone wanted to be sure she heard that right. Can you please clarify?
You want to do something that deals with your car. We're talking mainly about how somebody's energy... We'll just say it's yours, and like you had a car wreck, and you know you got traumatized, and the car's got that energy with it. Or you bought a car that could have been in a wreck, and now you're realizing that the car's traumatized by the person. So let me say that differently. The energy of the person now is stuck in the car, whatever happened to it. So if the person had a bunch of flat tires, then person who had the car is, you know, like, oh, another flat tire, this car must be jinxed, you know, I had, you know, 10 flats in a year, I'm going to get rid of the car. So right away, that energy from the person is putting energy into the car. Remember, your thoughts are going into that object, which would be the car, and now you inherited all those problems. So that's kind of what we're talking about. Back to you.
Okay, so I hope the listener who asked is listening tonight for that answer. Thanks, Ron. And now here's another listener asking your opinion on if you could possibly identify an alien race so they can get rid of it, because they're having the same attack two nights in a row. Okay, I can read very briefly what's happening. It's not too bad, but she writes it nicely. He or she writes it nicely. They get frozen, and they can't move. They're very fearful and drains their energy. They may end up struggling, and they wake up. It's like they can actually feel this happening while they're in bed asleep.
I can't tune into that particular race to give you what it is, so I have no clue.
Mm-hmm. But maybe if they were on the shackles clearing call, that could have helped somewhat. I don't know, but it sounds like they were being encased against their will, of course. Okay, I'm sorry, listener, but my suggestion to you is I don't even bother trying to figure out what alien races they are because, anyway, they change quickly. So if I were you, try unknown. Maybe you've already done this, but just keep running unknown, everything unknown, unknown alien race on there. That way the light beings can get at whoever it is, whatever it is. And you might want to run that release aliens to light audio clip overnight, you know, for a couple of 3-4 times while you're getting ready for bed. Clear out your room, so to speak, and do the other things everybody suggests, like leave light beam pictures up and around, activated light beams. If you don't want the ones from the laptop, you can purchase activated light beam photos to put near you where you sleep, like a nice little picture in a frame. And that can help, too. A lot of people who've done those things report success. So good luck to you, and that's the best we can answer right now. All right. Now, here's another one. Someone's saying that they had two occurrences recently where they were walking and they felt like they were shot by something. Of course, they were shocked, and they think they threw their body into an entirely different timeline. And, of course, felt dumbfounded, and they yelled. So I wanted to know if you could give some enlightenment. Were they actually abducted? Saying it was more powerful than the usual type of experience where you just kind of get startled.
Yeah, I would say it probably was, you know, an abduction. It sort of feels that way to me a little bit. So I would say yes.
Okay, well, I guess that's the end of the conversation. They just wanted to know that, but there's healings and clearings for that. And so anyway, thank you for letting us know. Ron can help you. Anybody with problems and things, Ron can help, give suggestions, insight, and clearings to use for your particular situation. Okay, so now next we'll move on to a testimonial, Ron. This is from one of your listeners in New York, and she reports that she was riding in a car with someone else who does Creation Lightship healings. And debris on the road hit their car and almost caught them off guard. But the driver was very experienced and ready for anything, was able to escape with a few nicks on the car. She says, after that, she realized, I am one of the re-enlisted elite soldiers doing any work incognito. Maybe they were there to help. Okay, you say yeah?
Yeah, I would say yes, uh-huh.
Okay. She goes on. She has a bunch of clearings, online clearings, that is, running for 9,999 minutes in New York while she's traveling. And then when she went to visit her family, she used the death Blu-ray removal, the alien black mist fog removal, and the alien green goo removal. Where she is in the South, there are lots of Civil War, Revolutionary War, and KKK, that's, you know, Ku Klux Klan spirits, especially since heritage is important. So she's like she was trying to really arm herself. That's great. She said generational clearings would have been helpful. And she says that's why she has the clearings follow her wherever she goes. She puts a photo of herself in front of the computer when she leaves. She sets it for 9,999 minutes. And that's been working for her, I think, is what she's trying to say here. So she's offering some listener tips. Much appreciated. Okay, back to the enslavement clearing. Someone who received the enslavement clear keyword clearings read the list and said that they had also cleared a lot of those three-letter initials last summer and also timeline crashed some of them. And then she said she felt so free, and she's glad to know it resulted in manifesting freedom from contracts and the start of total freedom, like the founding fathers of America. That's it.
Right. Right.
Yes. Okay, and Ron, this came in today. Very nice thing. One of your listeners was asking for a audio loop for the 12 Source Energies VBS program that we have, which would have been nice because there's talking before and after. And then the 12 Source Energies is kind of sandwiched in the middle there. So this person went ahead and just made a 12 source energy version in a, you know, like a audio loop with just the 12, just that portion of the program. And it's an MP3. It's not an audio. It's like a regular MP3 that you can download, save to your computer, and play again. It's really great, Ron. I tested it out right before the program, and it works beautifully. And it's on OneDrive, which OneDrive is a system you just download into your hard drive. You can, and then it pops up with a audio file that you can just click, you know, a media player file that you have, and it will. You can just click play again, and it will play again, or you can just play it the one time. So you can save it in your, you know, whatever device you're using or your personal computer. So I thought that was very nice of this listener. Thank you very much. Ron, I'll forward it to you so you can hear it too.
So are you saying that the person who did it is allowing other people to use it? If we send them a link?
I mean, this person made it for everybody because we've been talking about this program, you know, this program a lot and how people have been using this to fall asleep to and to get regenerated and spirit infusion overnight. And what a beautiful blessing that was and how that they just felt so much better having that going on and less nightmares, less abductions, et cetera, et cetera. So went ahead and made this. And so it is available, Ron. I sent it to you so you could check it out. And then once you do, I'll be glad to, you know, we'll keep it here and send it to maybe you can make it available for listeners.
Okay.
Who might request it. I mean, it's basically the exact same thing that's on the VBS archive from December 26th. It's just doesn't have the talking we did before the show and after the show talking.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't see any problem with that, so.
Yeah, okay. I think it's very nice. And we thank you very much, listener. Hope you're listening right now. And, of course, if people request it tonight, I'll send it the best I can if you don't wait too long because I'm not going to be on the computer all night, you know. But we'll have it here, you know, to send if, you know, not tonight, then tomorrow or another day. And of course, the listeners, the listener who made this identity will be, you know, removed to be private. But they know who they are. So thank you very much. Okay, so we have a listener suggestion that goes along with, in conjunction with the enslavement clearing today that Ron did. Ron has online a whole life slavery clearing. And we've talked about it before on this program many times over the years and lately. But it's good to remind people, if you haven't already purchased that clearing, it's a whole life clearing, which means it will cost you $5 times your age plus $50 for the unlimited version. And if you've purchased more than how many whole life clearings, Ron? Over $100. You get a you can get it for half price, so it would be half your age times five, plus 50.
Yes.
For the
Yep, that is correct. So normally you get one. It's designed for somebody who, you know, has you know, a partner with them. And, you know, they do a clearing, and then the other person's half price, and you do a clearing, they get it for half price. Or if you're single, then every other month would be half price. So just go through there and, you know, do that. And but mainly it's for people who have, that's why I put it on, to people who have significant other who would like to have some clearings.
So that's nice of you, Ron. I thought you put that deal for those of us who were way up there in the numbers and the age. It makes a good deal for us. It really does. That's very generous of you. Okay. Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, so you get the idea. There's also another clearing that Ron has that would be good in conjunction with this. Tell me what you think, Ron. It's the organization affiliation clearing, because that one really ties you to so many things.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, let's see. Another email from a listener who is relating to past discussions that you've just talked about to activate intelligence. And this listener says she also uses the educational clearing and the IQ cording clearing regularly, and they're very helpful. And she other clearings she uses to activate intelligence and generate more horsepower, she says, are spirit fetus infusion and the creativity clearing. Both of those are whole life online clearings. And so she uses the spirit fetus infusion clearing for bringing forth skills she may lack or are latent but would like to be strengthened. Then she says the creativity clearing works with both the emotional and mental creativity. And in her experience, definitely activates greater intelligence. She writes, since running this, I am more resourceful and inspired in the moment. I'm able to perceive and create in ways that were never even in my reality prior. It's been really fun to experience the effects of this clearing. Other clearings I would recommend for eliminating programs that limit intelligence are mind looping, both one and two, and the organization affiliation disconnection. That's it. Comments from you, Ron? Over to you.
Yeah, that's good. I see nothing wrong with that. You know, you want to get, you know, the IQ clearing and the education clearing are both very, very good. So, you know, any of those are great if you're interested in getting a little more brain power there. So, back to you.
Yeah, it's always kind of nice to surprise yourself, especially especially when you're a little bit older. Okay, here's a question from someone wondering about a cross. Why would someone worship a cross if it injured someone? Would you also worship a gun if that injured someone on a wall also?
Yeah, interesting, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's people's observations. When you do some of these healings and clearings, you start to see things that other people do, and you wonder.
Yeah.
Where you, before you never wondered. That's what I, you know, that's what I've noticed about myself too. Okay, thank you, listeners. And here comes another question about shackles. Ron, I feel like I'm shackled to time. This time-based reality. Have you ever considered releasing us from those shackles too?
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, like we were saying before, the shackles release, the words, the energy around the words that bind us, the time, this can all go deep, you know, so we've really gotten far with all these clearings, this healing today, the keywords, you know, there's a lot of layers to get through, so we'll keep it on the plate. All right, Ron. Well, it's 43 after. I don't want to hold up going to the light tip.
Yeah, that's good. So here we go, everybody. It's only works live. It's only live when you are listening to the program. You can go into the light ship. Otherwise, you're hearing you know, the program like normal, but you will be in peace energy. So if you want to have healings, and I want to experience what we're doing tonight, just get on the call, which is Saturday night. So here we go. And tonight we have our birthday party. So going up, everybody. And you need to maybe think of one particular situation that's bothering you. And we'll work with that. This will be for our physical healing. So here we go. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Going up. One, two, three, four, and five, and you can request a couple of rooms here. We already have some, but we'll see what happens here. So we're there now, and I always go into the hot tub room first, and going into the hot tub room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And here we go. So we'll get the first request here. And what I want to do is go into the white whale room. Then we'll get requests. So here we go. White whales. Whales, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we got a request for baby whales. So your choice here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the pain release room we want to go into in the hot tub room, which has the gel. The gel now is like a pink-colored gel, so you can actually feel that on your body. You feel a little, it's kind of like sticky. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, going into those rooms. We're going to go into the cancer cell release room right now. So again, request your own particular healing that you would like to. These rooms will go into that people have requested, because there are other rooms that's available for you. So here we go, cancer cell release room, one, two, three, four, and five. And we got one for maybe eyes and ears, so here we go. Going into those rooms, if you need that, just request healing, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to the baby dolphin room, with the little dolphins. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll go to the food court. And you can enjoy your birthday cake or dessert, whatever you choose to have. So here we go. We're there now. And everybody is there waiting to get their desserts. And you can select whatever you wish. Or you can get something else to eat. And here we go. This is our birthday party for people born in April. And here we go. Open it now, whatever you requested. And it's going into your mouth, typically underneath your tongue. It's a little small piece of whatever you requested, out of a pencil eraser. And if you want seconds or thirds, you can request that. So you may feel your saliva changing right now, which happens a lot. And you may start to feel like you ate a meal, full meal. And light beings are coming now. We're going to be singing happy birthday to everybody who has a birthday in April. And so here we go, singing happy birthday. Light being choir and everybody up there right now. And happy birthday, everybody. Let's go into another room. And we will go into a room that has some deer energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we've got the horses and elves also. So go into these rooms, request your healing. Remember, the light beings appear to you in these forms because you're requesting them to do so. And they need a form to actually materialize for you, to work with you, because you're in physical form. You're just bilocated. You're there in physical form, and so these are coming to you, these energies, to provide healing for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to a room that works with your kidneys right now, and also another location with adrenals. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and you're going to be coming back, not from the light shift, so you'll be bilocated back here. And you're going to be here, staying here, so that's kind of sad in a way, but you're back here again. So here we go. A count to 5. You can feel the energy kind of get disconnected from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. Okay. You're here again. Hopefully you felt wonderful up there. So back to you.
Yeah, it's always wonderful to celebrate everyone's birthday. Happy April birthday, everyone. Birthday blessings. And, yeah, Ron, that seemed like it went by a little too fast. But it sounds very enchanting being around baby whales. I know that right now in the United States, the whales are migrating from Alaska down to Baja, Mexico. And there's been a lot of whale sightings in the news. And there was a baby gray whale that decided to go hang around one of the piers. And it was captivating quite a crowd. It was in the news. It was over there playing around. So I can just imagine how darling they are, being healed by one of those. Or you say they come in threes. So that must have been very, very nice. Thank you so much for taking us to the light ship as our ambassador. And again, Ron says these trips to the Creation Light Ship will not work on the archives, just while we're live on the shows. Okay, so I feel very heart-centered right now, and I'm going to look for some more questions and comments. We got another testimonial about the enslavement relief conference call today. And this person writes that they felt very freed up, very energized, and like almost like they were new again and started giggling a lot. So that's kind of a different one.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, these healings, Ron, can take all sorts of forms. What can we expect in the next few days? More of the same?
Yeah, your body needs time to integrate. So normally when you're sleeping, that, you know, your body will integrate. Maybe you will have something that was bothering you for a long time, and now it will be released from you. So just kind of, you know, sit back and relax. And, you know, I'm sure everybody will be having healing work done on themselves. So the healing's done. Just your body needs to catch up. So you could be going through one week of energies, you know, being changed in your body. And then, you know, own the energy after it changes. You know, and you're pretty good. So back to you.
Okay, so anything, you know, anything that the same things could happen, and but it's all good for the better, and our bodies really will receive these healings, and our spirit will be more in our body. And just you can continue doing your regular healings, and especially the keyword removals on the natal barcode removal and the alien keyword intercept clearing. And also, if you think of more words, please don't hesitate to send them in, and we'll be adding them to this ever-growing list. And Ron, your next physical rejuvenation and 8-hour conference calls are coming up this month. Ron's calendar, April calendar, has been posted on the website, creationlightship.com. You can click on the homepage under weekly under events, and you'll find the calendar there, along with a menu of different conference calls he offers, and the intensive call, which was sort of a sample of what we just went through. Ron does these for 8 hours on the weekends, and it starts with the physical rejuvenation on Saturday, April 9th, and then that's for 4 hours, and then Sunday the 10th for 8 hours, and then we'll continue throughout the month. So there's time now to register for those, and registered attendees will receive a phone number and the PIN access number, as well as a receipt from PayPal. And you have to do that online it's most convenient to do it online, especially when Ron's got a traveling schedule going on. And he will be traveling to the expo, as you heard, at the end of the month. Ron, also, if those of us who cannot attend your New Living Expo, where you're going to have the light infusion chamber, can we send our photos to you again and possibly have them put inside the light chamber for us for over the weekend?
Yeah, that would be fine, yes. Uh-huh. So if you want to have the light chamber experience and you live in Montana and you can't not come in here or something, yeah, just send me the picture. We'll put it in Friday, and it'll be, getting energized and every time, the light chamber is turned on. So that's a great thing to do. So back to you.
Okay, so this next listener has a question about a missing body part, Ron. And he wants a little help.
He says,
yeah, he wants to know if his body part was taken, one of his arms. He wants to get his own real arm back. Of course, we're talking about energetically. But he says if he has maybe a replaced or, let's say, a cloned body part, how can he get his own real arm back?
I would go on the calls that we have weekly. Very possibly, maybe the Thursday call might be good. That's when we do the phone replicas. So I would probably suggest that, and then also get on the 8-hour calls that we have on Sundays. So all those are very beneficial. So back to you.
Okay, let's see. Is there any way you can tell this listener who he feels he's been abducted, wants to know maybe where he went? I don't know why he wants to know, but he's describing this email, a lot of things he saw. He even had a feeling he met Jesus. And he felt like he was in an alien hospital also. And
well, I can't,
Yeah, did you get this email, Ron? I think he might have emailed it to you. But anyway, this is your chance to answer him if you can't, if you
I just can't tell. So
yeah. Okay. Sorry, But keep doing what you're doing with the healings and the 12 source energies, playing it overnight to help you. All right, next question, animal healing. I did the whole lifetime healings on my animal, but I wonder if they work. Her name is Cookie, and I put in her first name for the healings. I'm not sure if I should have put in Cookie the dog or her last name, Cookie, and my last name.
Well, so you're already connected to your dog, so just putting the name in is all that you need. So that's, you know, that's it. So did it work? Yes.
Fantastic. I had a feeling you'd say that. I know if you've ever done any healings, you know, you might want to try to observe your animal on your when you do your healings. Try to do it when they're in the room, or bring your computer if you can, or your tablet over to where they are, and watch their behavior. I would never expect anything instant with animals, but I mean, because probably they'll be asleep. So, but when they're awake, you can just watch their behavior, and you might notice that they seem lighter, brighter, happier. They'll let you know. They have a way of doing that. Okay, next question, body, spirit. Someone's asking if it, oh, I can see. What is it in difference to have a body versus not having a body? Do you consider it, Ron, better to not have a body?
Well, you can't do anything without a body. So your body is the way that you can express and, you know, use your creativity through the body. So if you don't have a body, then you can't really do anything. Well, that's how I would answer that question.
Yeah, body's a very valuable thing. I think that's why the entities like us.
Yep.
Okay, next question. This is from a few days ago. All right. This person believes that they're an alien. I think they mean like 100% alien. They don't know where they came from, but they've had memories of being on a planet much more loving than Earth. And they have memories of coming here on a spaceship to do a mission. And their mother told them that there's deities around this person, and wanted to know if you thought there was any validity to this, and was that actually this person coming from their spaceship?
Well, it does feel correct to me. And the entities or whatever will show up, or, you know, somebody may see something around somebody, and it could look like, you know, one of the deities or something. Not that it's, you know, 100% true, but it could, you know, look that way. So, you know, I'll say yes, that's a possibility, but that does feel like the person, it is correct. So there's a lot of people here that are aliens, and they don't know what to do with the body that they're in because the body is full of judgment, and they don't like that. So, and then they're kind of confused and feel like the body's betraying them, and they have a lot of depression happening because of that. So that's just the way it is. A regular person who's been here for a long time, they already outgrew all that stuff, and they just know that it's not good to be here. Or somebody who is more recent coming into a body will know this place is really screwed up and may not be able to relate to, you know, the humans here that much. So back to you.
Next question. The person wants to know if aliens are computer programs. I mean, computer programmers. Are they computer programmers who program their satellites from their ships to control people here on Earth?
It's possible.
Are they protected by other protective alien ships and hide behind them to avoid detection in fear of the consequences?
I don't know on that one. Hard to say.
Right. All we know is that they have their own agenda, but who knows what.
Yep.
It could be anything. Well, if this person has some insight, that's kind of interesting. So thank you, everybody, for your questions. Here's another question. Was wondering if possibly you could end the show for us with some sort of visual clearing, meaning while we were doing the enslavement conference call and even talking about it, images of people in shackles, chains, ropes, etc., with very long faces popped up, and we wondered if, or they wondered if this could be, you know, maybe a mental clearing that you could do for us now if we hold that in our thoughts during the day, during the clearing.
Well, I don't know.
Could you maybe do a mental clearing for us so we can think about that and then have that, the energy of that cleared a little bit, or would that be like a media clearing?
I can do that. You have to think of what you want to have cleared, so just do a mental clearing on that. So here we go. Whatever you want to have released. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There we go. So our show is coming to a close here, everybody. So we'll do the mind to heart drop. So we're going to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop those thoughts into your heart, so they'll be neutralized and you're going to be at peace. So here we go, dropping down like an elevator, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, so thank you, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Kathy and the ladies behind the scenes, so we'll see you later.
Good night.
Good night.